Hello.
Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you feeling today?
Good. How you going?
Good, good. It's Jasmine with Family First. The caregivers are trying to reach you, the coordinators.
Oh, okay, okay.
Are you available so I can transfer you so you can get this out the way?
Yeah.
All right, honey, give me 1 second. Yep, 1 second. Miss Abigail is going to be your coordinator here. She's going to be the one that's going to be processing you for work, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if she's available for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
She's extension 138, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 second, please hold.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling, please?
This is Mackenzie McFadden.
Oh, hi, Mackenzie.
How
are you? You're calling about Imogene Hamilton, right?
Yes.
Hi, okay. My name is Abigail. I'm the enrollment coordinator at Family First Care. I've been trying to get through to you. I see Jasmine just transferred you over to me. So were you getting my calls or did they not go through? I just want to make sure that see that I'm trying to reach you.
I was getting calls from this 551 number.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. I got really busy.
No problem. I'm just trying to help you here get enrolled with your patient, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay, so you want to apply Imogene for home care services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I just want to run you through the process a bit. The process usually takes a couple of weeks between the patient has to have 2 assessments to be approved by the state, and then they need to collect some financial documents, which will be approved by the county, we hope.
Okay.
And then we wait a couple of days. Sometimes it takes up to 2 weeks from the county to get the approval. And then the service coordinator will come down to discuss hours with you. Okay?
Okay. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Because she just had a worker. So I feel like she should already be approved for certain things. You know what I mean? Because she literally just had a worker.
Already has a caregiver?
She just did. Not anymore, but she just did.
Not you, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to look if she has a waiver yet from the county. If not, we can also call into the broker to see what status she's up to. It could be she was approved by the state already, so we'll be partially into the process and won't have to do as much. Let me look at this for you.
And I'm already, I got my TB shot and all that.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that she has a waiver. Do you want to call into the county, to Maximus now to see what status we're up to and to take it from there?
Would I need anything of her, like any information?
Sorry?
I said, would I need any information of hers?
You will just need her name, birthday, address, which I also have here. So,
okay.
She should be good. Before we start with anything, I just want to confirm that the patient isn't making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Probably. I don't really know about her finances.
Would we be able to ask her? Is she around now?
No, but we probably could call her.
Okay, so let's call her. Ask, are you an authorized representative for her?
No, but she wants me to be her worker.
Okay, no, because if we call him to the broker to see where she's up to, they're going to need an authorized representative or the patient. So maybe let's call her as well so she can be on the phone with us.
Okay. Oh, hold on one second.
You want to call her? Or should I
add her in? Yeah, I'm about to
add
her in.
You'll do it?
I'm going to call her.
Hi, is this Imogene? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, she didn't answer me.
Oh. Okay,
sure,
let me start calling. It's 267-356-1964 is the patient.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try her. Just a second, please. I couldn't get through to her either. So let's wait to call into the county. So you don't know anything about her finances. What about any assets? Would you know if she owns anything for over $8,000?
I'm pretty sure she do not.
Okay, I just want to confirm that before, but let me give you the number for the broker to call in with her after, okay? When you get through to her.
I think they gave me the number the other day, though. Hold on one second. I don't really know what to say. Somebody had to make me open. What's that date? I don't have any bad
dates. It's funny. My mom is hard, but what did you expect us to do? I don't know if you feel anything you can feel that. That would be nice. How would you like to do that? How would you feel if I wanted to give enough? If he's the love of your life, I should have to deal with it. You lying, Keisha. Well, hypothetical part I'm for right now, please. How do you know if you want to do what you did me? I'll just have to check something.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on my man. I'm fine. Keisha. All right. Yeah, it's an 877-550 number.
Yeah, so you're going to call in with the patient to that number, and you can find out what status she's up to. And then you can schedule the first assessment as well while you're on the phone.
Wow.
Okay.
She's been a while, baby.
Right now?
As soon as you get through to the patient.
Okay.
I also want you to take down my number so that you can get back to me once she's scheduled and with an update on where she's up to. Because Jasmine transferred you over to me. So can you take down my number, please?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7438.
7438.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to call in with Imogene today?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, amazing. So you can text me back on this number just to let me know what happens on the call. And then we'll be in touch on Monday, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. Take care, Mackenzie. Thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.